Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we well know, our lives consist of a series of decisions. Decisions that we make every day. And some of those decisions are minor decisions, insignificant decisions that only affect us for the moment, while other decisions are more involved. They're major decisions, life-changing decisions, decisions that can have a far-reaching effect on us and on our future with consequences that can even reach all the way into eternity. And those decisions are like doors that we open and we walk through. And sometimes there is just no way to turn around and to go back out again. So we have no choice except to live with the consequences of those decisions. And so obviously it is important, it's essential that we make the right decisions. Well, that's easier said than done, right? And that is the subject that the psalmist brings to our attention in the fourth section of Psalm 119, in verse 25 through verse 32. In fact, these verses are entitled Daleth in Hebrew, the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means door, a door of opportunity. An opportunity to do what is right before the Lord. But in these verses, the psalmist also points out that though he wants to do what's right, though he wants to make the right decisions, though he wants to walk through the right doors, sometimes he doesn't. Just like our lives at times. Much like the Apostle Paul, you may recall, who in Romans chapter 7 said that in my mind, in my heart, in my life, I struggle. I struggle with the weakness of my flesh. I want to obey the word of God. I want to submit to his will for my life. I want to obey his commands to me. But the problem is that my flesh is still rooted in this world. My body likes it here. It feels at home. And though in Christ, I am no longer a slave to sin, I am aware that my flesh still has the propensity, it has the tendency to fall back into sin. Many of us can understand that. Many of us can feel the pain of Paul as well. For though we are a new creation in Christ, we are a new creation that is still wrapped in flesh and blood. And so sometimes we open the wrong doors. Sometimes we make the wrong decisions, decisions that do not honor the Lord at all. As the prophet Isaiah has reminded us in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, where he said, "We are all still people with unclean lips, and we live among people with unclean lips. And so in our weakness, we leave ourselves open to the attacks of the enemy. And so Paul says, the good things that I want to do, the things that I know that I should do, I just don't do. And instead, I do the very things that I don't want to do. My flesh drags me down. And the enemy of my soul is standing there waiting at the door and enticing me to come in and to fight against what the Word of God teaches me is the right way to go. And in Psalm 119, verses 25 through 32, the psalmist felt the same agony, the same pain that the Apostle Paul felt, the same agony that we feel sometimes. And so in verse 25, he cries out, "My soul, my very life, cleaves to the dust." Davach in Hebrew. I am stuck like glue to the earth, to earthly things, and I can't shake them off of me. I'm full of sorrow because I'm powerless to rise above the grief and the pain of my sin, which overtakes me at times and chokes out the effectiveness of my walk with the Lord. So I look up. I look up to God. I look up to you, Lord, for your mercy towards me. Revive me, he says. Revive me according to your word. Hayah in Hebrew. Quicken me. Cause me to rise from the ashes of my sin. Help me to stand upon the promises of your word. Firmly standing on the truth of the word of God brings hope. It brings the promise of life, brings the promise of eternal life, and it brings help to us, to those who will believe. So by faith, we look to the Lord as we look to his word. As we're told in Psalm 73, verse 26, where it says, though my flesh and my heart may fail, God is the strength of my heart, and he is my portion forever. So now, I'm no longer blinded. I'm not blinded anymore by my pride. Lord, you have opened up my eyes to the truth. You've opened my blind eyes because you have told me in your word what you already know, what you already see. You know the way I take. You know my failures. You know my shortcomings. You know. See all things. You see that my path, the path of my life, is cluttered. It is strewn with remnants, with debris, with the wreckage of my sin against you. But Lord, I have turned away from my sin, and I have returned to you in dust and in ashes, and you have heard my cries, the psalmist says in verse 26. You have answered my prayers, and you have forgiven me with the forgiveness that is found in Christ alone. So now, Lord, psalmist says, teach me your statutes. Guide me on the path of your truth. Illuminate my mind with the truth of your word and make me understand. Being in Hebrew, help me to discern the right way, the way that is found in your precepts, in your word. So I will sit quietly before you, and I will meditate on your wonders. Halach in Hebrew. On the wondrous work that you have done in me, so that I might be a testimony to others of the gracious work that you've done in my life. My soul weeps, the psalmist adds in verse 28. Dalef in Hebrew. It melts like wax within me because of the grief. Tugach in Hebrew. Because of the sorrow, because of the sadness that I feel because of my sin. Lord, strengthen me. Go in Hebrew. Help me to rise up from the sorrow, from my sorrow because of my sin. Comfort me according to your word, knowing that I belong to you and nothing can separate me from you, knowing that you have forgiven me. Remember my sins no more. And now you have drawn me to yourself in new life and with new strength. Lord, you know how easily I tend to wander away from your way, from the way of life. And so the psalmist says in verse 29, remove the false way from me. Shaker in Hebrew. The way of deception. The way of self-righteousness. The way of lies. Do whatever is necessary, Lord. It can be a dangerous prayer, can't it? Do whatever it takes to keep me on the right path. Help me to make the right decisions. Help me to walk through the right doors. And in your mercy, graciously grant me understanding of your law, of your instruction to me. For I have chosen the faithful way, the psalmist says in verse 30. Emunah in Hebrew. I prefer your way. I prefer the way of faithfulness, the way of truth. So I have placed your ordinances, your way before me as the only way. And so I cling to your testimonies to me. O Lord, do not put me to shame, the psalmist says, bush in Hebrew. Do not let me be ashamed by failing to live according to your word, by failing to make the right decisions. Yes, by failing to walk through the right doors. So I will run. I will not walk. Roots in Hebrew. I will quickly and fervently embrace the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Rachel in Hebrew, you will give me a heart of understanding. You'll give me a willing heart, an obedient heart in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.